This recording, Kansas 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job as a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman made Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot-and-mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Come, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some time for her take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Hutchinson, Kansas, and we lived 6 miles out of town. And both my parents worked inside of Hutch. And I went to a smaller school outside of Hutch called Bueller. And it was a very tight Mennonite community. And there were several smaller communities outside of Hutch. It's the Bible Belt. And I don't know, it kind of shaped like what we learned in school. Like everything, we'd have to memorize like Old Man in the Sea. We'd have to memorize like the 14 or whatever, like parallels to the Bible. And like, I mean, like if you knew the Bible, like it wasn't that hard, but like if you didn't know anything about it, like it was completely hard. And my parents didn't go to church, like we never went to church, so it was like they all had kind of a upper hand on me. But we had, there was some interesting contrasts, because like we'd get people, like it was just so much ostracism towards people who had just moved there, and like a lot of people from other countries would move in, and a lot of times weren't accepted. Most of the time they got along, but kind of German. There's a lot of Germans. There's a ton of Ratzliffs and Myers. My grandma and grandpa's name was Blumenschein. I don't know. They seemed very... It was pretty German. We had lots of Zwieback and Kraut. Mom makes good Kraut.